Our Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat continues here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kurtz Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner. Coach, a lot to dive into. Your team post midseason tournament saw some very good competition at the Thunder Classic, seeing really good teams like Atchison and Nemaha Central. Just kind of take us back to that last week and what you saw from your team over there in Seneca.
We talked about last week when we had our interview at the tournament headed into the Nemaha game how we go up there to see good competition, and the boys have embraced that over the last several years, and they really embraced it going into it. And, I mean, always as a coach, as a team, you want to win games, but our focus headed into that tournament was just do what we can do to improve offensively and defensively and control what we can control, because we really placed an emphasis the last few years and even this season still on. Once we hit that midseason tournament, we start playing those good ball clubs like Atchison and Nemaha. Let's elevate our play to reach those levels, and coming out of that tournament, let's bring that back to our league and continue our upward trajectory to close out the year. And I would say, obviously, when we played Atchison, it was a tough game. They're a high-quality basketball team who's going to do some really good things headed into the last stretch of the year. But versus Nemaha, we had a really good first half, 22-17 at halftime. They made some adjustments coming out of halftime, and we had some turnovers and some sloppy play. And so, really, overall, coming out of that tournament and headed into these next few stretches, we need to just find some consistency in our play.
Yeah, and it just seems like, you know, this might be the next quietest couple of weeks, or at least the quietest couple of weeks that you guys are going to have here, really, maybe since, I guess, Christmas break. I mean, you get a game, obviously, tonight, right back to it, the Northeast Kansas League play with Jefferson County North. You saw them less than a couple of weeks ago. But then you basically get another week off before a game against ACCHS. So I guess taking away the game tonight, against JCN, just what do you really want to see? What are you really going to try to work on here with this extra practice time over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, and you mentioned it's been a really quiet two-week stretch here for us, or we're into this quiet two-week stretch. It's really given us as a team a great opportunity to kind of self-reflect, look back at some of our film, look back at some of our individual players and rotations, and see, you know, what really do we need to improve on headed into this last stretch, or what are we doing really well that we need to make sure we maximize? And, you know, it's just playing at that high intensity, high speed, making sure that our rotations are quick on defense, making sure that, you know, we're not the tallest or most athletic team in the world, so we have to pay specific attention and be very good at boxing out, because we can't afford second shot opportunities versus any team, really. And then offensively, we're starting to figure it out slowly, and we're starting to figure out, you know, what's a good shot, what's not. And we need to continue to do that moving forward.
Real quick, Coach, Jefferson County North, you get them a boys-only game tonight. You just saw them a couple of weeks ago. JC won it 43-37, very close. What needs to be different this time around to get the W?
Definitely kind of what I mentioned in the previous question, boxing out. They out-rebounded us 27-15 on the night. You look at the stats and field goal percentage, things like that are all similar, but when you're giving them 12, a 12-rebound advantage, and specifically on the offensive end, 11 offensive rebounds, it's going to be tough for any team to be successful when you do that. So they are playing some really good basketball themselves lately. Their coach is doing a really great job with them. They're kind of hitting their high point right now, and it's going to be a great opportunity. Like you said, we're pretty familiar with them, haven't seen them recently before midseason tournament. So we'll see what adjustments they make. We'll see what we can do to combat that and make our own adjustments, and should be a pretty quality, high-level basketball game.
Jackson Heights, Jefferson County North tonight. The boys-only tilt, and then for Jackson Heights, we'll have a week off before getting back to it the next Friday, February 3rd, at home against ACCHS. That is Brett Plattner, Cobras boys basketball coach, joining us. We appreciate it, as always. Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.